Hello, welcome to Men Behaving Badly, episode 5, Guest Ales. I'm sure regular listeners of the podcast would realise this isn't Mark's hello, but it's Tom opening today. So Mark, can you say hello today?
Hello.
Yeah, Mark's got a bit of a
bit of
a
lurgy
on today.
Yeah,
not much
of a voice today.
So yeah, Mark's a bit closer to the microphone this week.
Yes.
Ashley, say hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Very well.
Had to think about
Sorry, respond to me. And this week, by the title of the episode, Guest Ales, we have our good friend, special friend, Brent.
Hi, hello, Brent. Hi.
Our special friend.
We'll come on to why Brent's with us today in a short while. But just remember, you can follow us on Twitter at MBB Podcast. We're on Facebook, Men Behaving Badly. And remember, you can listen again to any of our other podcasts on SoundCloud and iTunes. So, this week we thought we'd do Guest Ale. So, this is going to be a new sort of segment of the podcast. We dedicate a whole podcast to it, where myself, Mark and Ashley have selected a beer that we come across. And our guest, so today with Brent, is going to taste it with us. And at the end of the show, Brent will give us his favourite, and maybe we'll tally up over all our guest ales and maybe see who gets the most favourite sort of beers. But
first to 100.
So we'll crack on with the first one, shall we? So we've got the Burnt Ox Blood. This is a red IPA from Nobby's Brewing Company.
Same company that does the nuts, Nobby's Nuts.
I don't think it's a side project.
We've then got a Vibrant Forest Brewery Mosaic Vibrant Pale Ale, and then our third one to finish us off would be the Top Totty Blonde Beer, Slater's Handcraft Ales in Stafford.
I think that's it.
Slater's Brewery in Stafford.
It's a week too late, isn't it? The Top Totty. We didn't put it last week.
No, very nice. So Brent, what do you want to try first?
The Vibrant Forest Brewery Mosaic.
Okay,
looks quite nice. It's a nice purple label. Why don't I pour that? And Brent, you can give us a quick history of you and beers.
Me and beers. Well, I like cider. If I'm honest.
Why are you on this show?
Bit of a treat on this show.
Who invited him? Who booked him?
I like cider. But now I'm kind of more of a casual drinker. I kind of moved on to the beer territory and the lager territory. So yeah.
I think you've enjoyed sort of visits to, we mentioned it before on previous podcasts, but the Freemasons, they do a lot of different beers and stuff. I think you've enjoyed...
I love a big wave.
Yeah, big wave.
Big wave.
Nice.
Big up the big wave.
Yeah.
I do like the taste of beer. It just kind of sometimes, if you get a... Certain beers bloat me up. If they're over-carbonated and whatever, I'll kind of get a bit too full. Whereas if I'm... Should I talk about cider or not?
Oh, you can talk about cider.
Well, if you get... For me, if I have a cider, it feels like I'm having one of my five a day with the apples. Whereas with beer, I mean, hoppy-wise, it just feels bloating. But
That's fair. You know what?
We'll give this one a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I drink whatever.
Where's the bottle gone?
So yeah, now that we're back from men cider having badly.
All right, well, why don't we give it a taste first, and I'll read what it's
Absolutely.
Supposed to be.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers, lads.
Why don't you read out what it's supposed to taste like while some of us drink it?
Yes.
Well, so there's no awkward pause. Yeah.
It's combining brewing craft with the finest ingredients. This wonderful pale ale produces a colourful picture on the taste buds. This is a... What is that word? Variegated? Variegated.
This is a variegated, yeah.
Infusion of mango, citrus, lemon and pine, which are joined together by a lasting bitterness.
Yeah. Pine.
Pine.
Like the tree.
Like the nut.
Yes.
It's a pie first time.
It's a very interesting colour, this. It's a very, very strong orange.
It isn't it?
Hold on, yours is really cloudy and yours isn't.
Well, I've got all the sediment in mine.
I feel like these boys got the dregs. Cheers.
No, but it's quite. I quite like that vibrant. Mm.
Even with yours, there is a strong kind of orange to it.
It's sort of like a cloudy apple juice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right on my street.
Yeah, cloud cider.
It's 5%, and shout out to Vibrant Forest Brewery in Hampshire. So
did you say mango? Because that smells lovely. It smells like really nice mangoes.
I agree with that, Brent.
It's fruity on the nose. I feel like it's fruitier in scent than it is in taste.
It's fruity, but it's quite sharp as well. I'm noticing a distinct sharpness to it.
Anyone getting a lasting bitterness?
Yes, to be fair, that's probably what the sharpness
there
is. There
is a bitter aftertaste.
And I'm not always a massive fan of a really bitter aftertaste, but I think because it's quite a nice sort of fruity and it's quite sort of good taste to it. Mm. I don't mind that kind of bit. I think when you've got a bitterness all the way through from start to finish, that's when it, for me, it's not.
I think it's sort of different between porters and pale ales, because there's a general bitterness to kind of porters and stouts that you have, but with pale ales, obviously not all pale ales have got that bitterness to them, so sometimes it could come as a bit of a surprise. Like, I think it has, and this isn't a pale ale as such, but this has come as a little bit of a surprise to have that kind of bitterness about it.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, the disappointment is that it doesn't taste as it smells. I think if it had the same taste as it does the scent, then this would be right up my alley.
I'm with you on that one.
Because, you smell it and you do get a hit of that mango and all those citrus fruits that we're supposed to get, and it made me quite excited to try it. But then, it is very bitter in the mouth, and it left me slightly disappointed, if I'm honest.
That's absolutely fair. I'm not so much disappointed at it. I don't mind it. I don't know as if I could have probably more than one of this. It's not something that's really appealing to me as a kind of more than one pinter. This one, but it's a nice kind of tryout one to have. It's not bad by any means. It's just it's just not doing that much for me, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I think I'd agree. From reading it, I'm the same as Ashley. A little bit disappointed, but having had it, I think I do want a bit more of it. I think it's sort of that. I think I discussed it in like previous weeks. Is that you just like initially you might not think it's that good, and then when you sort of get a bit more of the taste and the flavour, you just kind of want a bit more. But I think for me, on like that scale, one pinter for me. But maybe two if you sort of get the, if I want the taste.
Yeah.
But
nobody cares about our opinion, Brent.
Yes.
What do you think?
Sorry, Brent.
Yeah, so run it. if this was a pint, I'd probably go for one and done on that. I'd probably have a couple of bottles out of it, watching something. It's a bit bitter.
It is bitter.
I've got a delicate palate. Yeah. So it's nice, well done to the Vibrant Forest Brewery. That was nice. I won't give you a verdict yet. Wait for two more to go. But it's nice. I don't dislike it. I've finished it. I'll see what's yet to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, keep everyone in suspense.
And just to point out, Brent has no idea which one of us bought what of these. So it's completely open field for him. There's no bias. Not that there would be anyway. But he's completely new. Completely new to Brent. And I assume you've never had any of these, by the way, Brent.
I haven't, no.
No, I
haven't.
That's good then. That was the worry.
Yeah, if I'd have known, I'd have just brought a big wave.
Got a fucking Strongbow. Right. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for your thoughts there, Brent. And look forward to tasting the rest soon. All right. So, thought of a discussion point for today. And we're going to go back a little bit to our discussion about pubs. So I think that was the one I missed, wasn't it?
Yeah. So when you say our discussion.
Your discussion about pubs, which I think was around kind of maybe what your ideal pub would be and what you sort of.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be interesting to talk about some of our favourite pubs we've been to. What was it about it? Something quite special. I'm happy to kick us off. I think somewhere where me and Brent have been, 2012?
Yes.
2011. Same year as Olympic year?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It was 2012. Yeah, 2012. We went dressed as not to the well, not to this pub, I don't think, but we went dressed as GB athletes, didn't we?
Oh, we were.
Headband, vest,
tight vests,
all sorts. That was a good night.
Did anyone believe you were an athlete?
Well, certainly not Brent. Sorry, but no, I don't think I don't think that washed with anyone. But yeah, we went to a pub in Brussels called.
Delirium
Bar, thank you. I was trying to think of the beer, because obviously Delirium Bar, which is, oh, Delirium, which is a sort of a, I think it won sort of best
Delirium Tremens
beer in the world,
with
Delirium
a
Tremens,
pink elephant on it.
Yeah, yeah. Delirium Bar, which is an amazing place. If you've never been, it's got kind of the beer, like beer mats or beer trays that have all over the walls, all over the ceilings.
Right on the ceilings.
All obviously all different sort of beers and breweries and stuff around. And you've got, I think, so at the time, it's 2012, so they add a beer to their list for the year they're in. So we had, at that time, 2012 beers to pick from. And they've got this massive brochure, haven't they?
Mm.
Some, like, selected beers have got kind of a bit more detail to it. Then there's others where it's literally just a list. And what we used to do, there were six of us, and we'd just go, just pick six for us. Just whatever you want, let's have six. And they tend to pick a bit of a range. So there was like a floral one. We had a chocolate beer with Delirium Tremens, I'm sure. Yes. You know,
had some
all sorts. So I think that's probably, you know, one of the first times that I certainly tried a big range of really different beers,
yeah.
You know. And just the place is fantastic. And we actually got to meet a lot of Americans, didn't we? We swapped drinking games and ended up getting absolutely pissed up with them, and just the atmosphere in it is wicked. So obviously it seems to be a good tourist spot, so you know, we met some interesting Turkish guys, didn't we? And
yes.
Some wicked Americans, and you know, it's just a great place. So that always stands out for me, that.
That's a cool place, wasn't it?
So yeah,
what about you, Brent?
Me, it'd probably be less for the beer and more for the atmosphere. But there was a place when I travelled in Copenhagen, which in the middle of like paradise, there was an old Tudor house that had been made to look like an old Tudor house with the black stripes.
All right.
An old English house. So we went in there, had a mixed grill and a Guinness. So like 5 minutes from the beach, I felt like I was back in England.
That's amazing.
Mm. Had a Guinness and very nice Guinness. It was cold, which is good.
Yeah, it was good.
And I just felt like home, really.
Yeah, I do like those places that, you know, kind of tropical weather, but still feels like home when you're in there. Mm. Those sort of places that take you back home, but
yeah.
Without the crap weather.
just a lovely atmosphere. It's all about, for me, I think, if you're in a bar, you need the right atmosphere. You want to feel safe.
Did they have any music playing?
They didn't, actually, no. No, I expect like a bit of Status Quo or something in the background to ring home. Maybe not Status Quo.
You're staying very relevant there with your pain. I think for me, the problem is, to me, three automatically spring to mind, and to choose one out of the three would be quite difficult. But they're all chosen for very different reasons. Like, for a sentimental value point of view, there's the Lifeboat in Folkestone. Folkestone is a place that me and my family go every year, been for many, many years now, and the Lifeboat's always the pub that we'd go into. And, you know, they're incredibly welcoming to us, probably because we get them to make more in a year than they, more in a week than they do in an entire year, probably. But, so for the kind of sentimental value, the Lifeboat is certainly up there for me. For general, just in terms of general pubs, there's the World's End in Camden, which I absolutely love. I think it's just got an incredible decor to it, brilliant inside, really friendly staff, just, you know, in the heart of London, you know, in Camden, which I love anyway. You know, I think Camden's fantastic. But, so that's just an incredible pub to me. And then just in terms of the pubs that kind of do our craft, you know, craft ales and stuff and like that, Beer House is obviously a big favourite, especially in the last year or so. I think Beer House has certainly become one of my favourites. It's a totally different vibe to, say, The World's End, because, you know, you've got blaring music in there, you've got, you know, not quite a clubby scene, but still a kind of active partying kind of thing there. Whereas Beer House, totally the opposite. You just want a nice relaxing beer by yourself or with others. it's absolutely grand. And
there's no thrills either, though, is there, in that bar?
No, but I think the beer itself is the thrill in that regard. The beer is very much front and centre in terms of what people are looking at.
Well, it's towards the back.
Well, yeah. in terms of what people are there for.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah. Three very different places that, you know, I don't think I could really choose from.
Nice. Ashley?
As you know, I don't drink. So
clearly not.
No, I think for me it has to be, just because there's nothing, I don't think there's anything else like it in the world, it's the beer houses of Munich. It has to be. They're just absolutely incredible. You know, it's this sort of, you know, the sort of benches you get in a Wagamama, where there's no sort of formal seating. You just, if there's a space, you sit down. And so you sit next to whoever and you sort of chat to them, and they sort of, typically buxom German women in the fancy dress come over and give you these huge steins that are sort of 2.5-3 pinters. And the menu is almost exclusively sausage and roasted pig, with the odd pretzel thrown in every now and then for good measure. So it's just the greatest place in the world, fundamentally. So, yeah, I just don't think there's anything like it, because, you know, obviously the attention that they pay to the beer itself in Munich, you know, there are, I think it's 4 or 5, and I apologise to all of our German listeners. We're getting it wrong, but I think there's 4 or 5 beers that they almost exclusively sell in Munich, and they're all created using the water from the rivers around the city, and there's strict rules around what you can use to make the beers in Munich. That's and cool. What they can sell. So, you know, it's a real craft, and some of the recipes have been unchanged for centuries. So, yeah. You know, it's something that they take incredibly seriously. Obviously, the beer gardens are huge there, the beer houses. So, yeah, I think it's definitely that, for sort of novelty and atmosphere, is incredible.
So, say somebody is going to Munich in a couple of weeks. Just putting it out there, could be anybody on this table going to Munich in a couple of weeks. Could be me, I'm not saying it's me.
Yeah, yeah, humble brag.
So, are there any particular beer houses that you remember? I mean, how many did you visit?
We went to three or four. To be honest, they're all similar because, as I say, a lot of them have been unchanged for a huge amount of time, and they are all completely stripped back, bare wood, sort of quite simple food to go along with good beers. So, yeah, I don't think there's a bad one in Munich. So the beer gardens or the beer houses, I think if you see one, go to it.
Yeah, I look forward to, or whoever it is going to Munich looks forward to.
It's Mark. Forward to Mark's that. Going.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, probably made that a bit clearer than I should. But yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to that then, especially as you ranked it so high.
And next time I'm in Folkestone, I'll go to the lifeboat.
You should. Have you ever been to Folkestone? No.
Where is Folkestone?
It's in Kent.
Which one? Boom, boom.
No, I do like the idea of a really good sort of English pub. I can't believe we both said that joke. Yeah, as much as me and Ashley have talked about sort of foreign or European sort of places we've been to, I think there's plenty of good places in England that.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly, you know, I couldn't remember the pubs, but it's just the odd one, you know, whether it's family holiday, you just pop into and you think, yeah, this is exactly what I want from a pub in terms of the atmosphere and the beer that's on, or the people behind the bar, you know, like you're saying, the people, folks that are really welcoming. So,
but I think sometimes it depends. It's not only necessarily what type of pub it is. Sometimes there's a pub that exactly fits the kind of mood that you're in.
Mm. Yeah. And we discussed,
you know,
this,
I think
you
can have totally sort of parallel opinions about the same place on two different days. You go in, you feel a bit different, and you might hate a place that the day before you absolutely loved. So it's the same with the beers. You know, we're talking about beers that are perfect for a summer's day. There are probably pubs that are better for a summer's day, and there are probably pubs that you feel sort of more cosy and warm going in during the winter. So I think, you know, the sort of your opinions around these places probably changes seasonally, which keeps it fresh, doesn't
That's
it?
That's a good point. Maybe we should do a...
That's my one.
We should do a seasonal pubs podcast at some point. Brilliant. Okay, so let's move on to the second beer.
Beer number two.
So which one will it be, Brent?
Can't do that one.
Beer number two. Come on now.
I'm going to go for the Top Totty Blonde Beer.
Top Totty.
Give that one a go.
Give that a whirl.
It's a nice big bottle, so we should get a nice even spread and not loads of sediment at the bottom.
Can I have a sniff?
Absolutely. Should we cheers before sniffing?
Sniff away, lad.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers,
boys.
Oh, this is a different on the nose.
Well, I'm still pouring mine, so you guys jump in.
Do you want a bottle read this time?
Yeah, I'll bottle read it. So, this is a stunningly blonde beer, and I gave the pause there for a reason, because there's a huge number of dots there. A stunningly blonde beer, full-bodied, so they're still going with that.
Yep.
With a voluptuous, still going with the sort of, you know, busty woman, hop aroma. This award-winning beer is brewed using Halcyon Pale Ale and wheat malt with Whitbread Golding variety hops. This is a long sentence. Producing an initial burst of bitterness with a citrus, fruity finish. So there we are.
Is anybody, when they're having a smell of this might just be an odd smell, and we obviously have this thing where we say, once somebody said something, you can't get that out of your head. But is anybody else getting a slight smell of marshmallow when they're smelling this?
I tell you what I'm getting, sweet, which is odd. I'm getting a bit of halloumi.
Okay. Halloumi?
That's two very different things. Yeah.
I'm getting a salty cheese.
I was getting vanilla.
Vanilla. Okay. What are you getting?
I wasn't getting any salty cheese on my nose.
I'm getting none of the above. No, just quite sweet for me. I mean, I've not got the best sense of smell, honestly.
I see what you mean by the halloumi. There's a real savoury note there. And to me, I've just linked that to sort of salt.
I'm saying sweet and you're saying savoury.
Yeah. One of us is wrong. Let's be honest.
There's a richness to the taste, certainly.
Halloumi.
I really like it. I think it's, again, on the scale of how many pints of this could you drink, I think I could have a few.
I think this is slightly easier than the mosaic.
It's easy drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit less. Whilst there's that bitterness a bit from the start, it's not strong throughout, and it's not kind of leaving you, or, you know, certainly, you know, with stronger bits that I have, that kind of taste at the end, where you just be like, you know, I don't want too much of this. Whereas actually, it's quite a nice taste throughout, and that kind of.
So I mean, this is our weakest of the three. This is 4%, and I think that shows, because I'm the same. I could probably get through a few of these, but I suppose my question would be: is anyone tasting anything?
I'm getting watery. I'm getting a bit of citric, but not. I'm not getting a huge amount of flavour.
I'm getting a sort of noticeable lack of anything.
When you first have it, I think there's a richness to it when you first have it. But then, yeah, I see what you mean. The flavour kind of dies down after that, and there's not much going for it after that. And coming into the aftertaste, it's almost like it's not so much watery, but it is almost a non-existent aftertaste in a strange way.
And I don't know how much of that is down to the fact that it's followed a much heavier beer.
Rich, heavy beer, the previous one.
So I don't know if we're sort of naturally comparing it to that immediately, but...
No, it just doesn't seem... Is anybody getting any sort of aftertaste at all on that? Brent, are you getting
any... I feel like I might be getting that bit of sort of... that floral, but I don't really know what... There's a bit of a taste, but yeah, I'm the same with you. I think there's a bit... There's not enough there to... I think I could drink it. I could have a couple of pints. I think it's not... It doesn't taste bad. It doesn't have, like, I quite like the bit of bitterness it's got, but I think you're right from what it kind of says and what you think it delivers. It's not that's a really nice beer. It's just sort of, if I'm brutally honest, I think I could probably think that's something you'd pick up from Aldi. Whereas it's not really bad tasting, but it's not well beating.
Yeah, I think for me it's a case of, if I really focus in, I get some flavour. But it dissipates really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, it's there, and as soon as you're trying to identify what it is, it's gone, and you're having to go for another sip to top it up. So
even if you hold it in the mouth the flavour doesn't stay. It just kind of, as you say, dissipates.
But I think it promised a lot, and maybe that's, you know, we got our expectations up over the top when we read the...
Like the mosaic, it's not terrible, but it's not something that I would automatically go back to, I don't think.
No. I'd get through a few of them, though.
Yeah.
I could get through a few of them.
Brent, your thoughts?
Well, it's drinkable, but I I wouldn't choose it. If I was in a bar, I wouldn't choose a second pint of it. I'd go for something else and vary it up. It doesn't call to me for a second pint, which is a shame because it's called Top Totty and it's all, you know, a bit sexual, isn't it, with the
It is a bit sexual.
It is. Yeah. A stunning blonde. But
So, yeah, for me, it's your typical stunning blonde. Looks promising, but not a lot going on.
On that review, we'll move on. Right, I don't know if you guys know, today, as some of you, you may not know, you may know, picked up on Twitter, it is National IPA Day, hashtag IPA Day, and what I thought I'd do is a little quiz called IPA... Or IP nay.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you guys a beer, and I want you to tell me whether you think it's an IPA or it's an IP nay.
I mean, I'm going to say IP nay for every single one.
Right.
By its name.
So the first one. Magic Rock Inhaler.
Ooh.
Magic Rock
IPA or IP nay?
Inhaler. I am going to go for... IPA, I think it's an IPA.
I'm going to say the opposite to Mark every time. So, IP nay.
Okay. Can you have an educated guess on this?
No, no, I don't think you can.
No.
I think
no,
we can
that's
try.
The whole point of the quiz, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think we can try, and it's just not going to happen.
It's a silly quiz. You shouldn't take it seriously, Brent.
What's it called? Something rocking.
Magic Rock Inhaler.
Magic Rock Inhaler.
No, that's an IP nay. That's not an IPA, is it?
The Magic Rock Inhaler is a session IPA.
Oh!
Thank you, Mark.
Takes a strong lead.
1-0, 1-0.
Fuck! Okay, next one is the Fierce Peanut.
Fierce Peanut. Go on, Mark. You shoot first.
Is that because you just want to go the opposite for me?
Winner stays on. All right.
I'm going to go IP nay on this one.
So am I. IP nay.
I'm going to IPA.
The Fierce Peanut is a 6.5%. Porter.
Yes. Two for me.
Or a port, as we'd say on this podcast.
Yes, okay, I've learned from my mistakes.
Right, next one up, cloud water.
Ah, now this...
Cloud water? Ah. Someone recommended that to me the other day.
Yeah, but was that not... Isn't there not a brewery called Cloud Water? I'm sure that's what... Because it was a combination of Cloud Water and Brewdog who did something together recently. I'm going to go IP nay on this one.
I'm going to go IPA.
IPA's cloudy?
I mean, it's just a name. I don't have to be cloudy.
IP nay.
Cloudwater is actually a double IPA.
Points!
It's a deep pun.
2 points!
So you said IPA.
Double.
Is that double points?
No.
Fuck.
So at the moment, Mark, you have two.
Yeah.
Ashley has two, and Brent,
zero.
I guess, has zero.
BLB.
Right.
That's why you're not a regular.
Next up is the Tiny Rebel Stay Puffed.
Stay puffed.
Puffed.
P-U-F-T.
Oh,
alright, okay.
So it's puffed. Not. Yeah.
Okay.
Stay puffed.
Tiny Rebel
stay puffed.
Go on, then. You got it right.
Stay puffed is an IP nay.
Yeah, that's an IP nay. That's not like, that's like a stout, isn't
it? I'm going to say IP nay as well. I don't think it's. I don't think it is.
You're all correct, and it's a porter. So
it's
5.2%.
Wow.
So you're off the mark.
Points all round.
Brent, you're on the board.
Good. Okay, so just a couple more.
I hope this is exciting for the listeners as it is for us.
Well, no, I hope they play along.
I hope they'll play along. Yeah.
Yes.
Play along.
Do you know what, though? These are great names.
Good names.
Okay, we'll say two more.
So Brent can't win.
Do you want to go three more then to give Brent a chance?
I tell you what, if Brent gets the next two right, we'll have a tie, Brent.
All right. Gypsy Hill.
Gypsy Hill, I'm going to say an IPA.
I will say an IP nay.
I'm going to say an IPA.
What did you say? IPA?
Nay.
A.
It is not. It's an IP nay.
Oh. Yes! Suck my dick!
Ashley.
What is it?
It's. it's not an IPA. It's actually Gypsy Hill Southpaw.
This is what he says it's an IPA.
It's just a low ABV. No, that's a low ABV. That's what they specialise in. Right, so the next one is Boundary Push and Pull in Bongo.
Do they drink that in the Congo? Do they drink it in the Congo?
Boundary push and pull in Bongo.
Mbongo.
Is it im or to put Brent out of his misery? Is it?
How are we spelling Mbongo here?
Im. I-M.
Bongo.
I am Bongo.
It's brewed with Mbongo.
Mbongo, that'd be sick.
Like, fruity,
yeah,
that'd be sick.
I mean, it'd taste awful, but yeah.
Might have to be our first beer. Oh.
Can you even get Mbongo anymore?
Yeah, it's come back.
Yeah, it's come back from the Congo.
Brent, what are you going for?
IPA, please.
I'm going to say IP nay.
I am going to say IP nay.
It is an IPA from Belfast. Yeah, and it looks quite nice actually. Sounds quite good. So maybe something we'll review in the future.
Yeah.
Right, after that enthralling game, the winner with 4 points is Ashley.
Yes.
Well done.
Finally a winner in life. What do I win?
You may well be a winner again later on.
Yeah, I can wear the ring pull.
Right, okay, let's swiftly crack on to our third beer.
Which Brent, it's your choice. Which one do you want to go for?
Which is the Burnt Ox Blood. It's a red IPA.
Carry on.
You sure? Packed full of hops. Char grilled blood oranges.
Wow.
Which is an interesting...
I mean, that's a whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so it's gonna be for purposes of audio, this is a can.
Well,
Hello.
Very nice. And even we're going to get this double
is,
open.
This is our first... This is our first can.
It is.
Hopefully we'll notice the difference, you know, between the bottled versions and the cans.
Yeah, so we've got two.
So, the Burnt Ox Blood is a collaboration brew with the guys at the Smoke Pit in Northampton, which I've eaten at before.
I've heard really good things about this.
Yeah, I've never eaten there, but yeah.
Breads complement their cow pig chicken, which I've had. Very nice.
Cow
unbelievable.
Is that just all the meat?
All the meat, mate. All the meat.
I mean, it's not all beef.
Turkey. I mean, I'm already seeing an interesting colour from what you guys are pouring out there.
It's a deep red West Coast American style ale.
Deep red is
infused with Magnum, Summit, Cascade, and Galaxy hops. Pack a punch. Plus a whole heap of skillfully char grilled blood oranges.
There's definitely a maroonness to that.
I mean,
sure.
That's dark as knobs, isn't it?
That is, pretty much. Hashtag dark as knobs.
Can I say for the listeners, though, that I'm a bit confused by the bemused, I'd say, by the labelling, that on a can, oh come on, hear me out. On the can, it's usually printed on a can, but you've got like a label,
yeah,
a label stuck on a can.
I think that looks pretty cool, eh?
Hold on. Hey yo, I know. I know. The van of Nobby's Brewery is in Ringstead.
Oh,
I've driven past that.
Yeah.
So I know the actual address for an employee at Nobby's Brewery. I could knock and say, I like your burnt ox.
Well, I mean, well, when you figure out what you're going to say after trying it. Well,
right, cheers, lads.
Cheers, guys.
Ooh.
Okay, that's a very interesting smell.
It's quite frothy compared to the others.
It is frothy.
It is, yeah.
There's a good head on this.
It's frothy.
Tell you what, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah?
That is really good.
Is it?
That surprised me.
I definitely get that burnt oranges there. Lovely sort of.
We're going down the darker scale, for sure on this one.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I mean, it was obviously the first one was quite sort of red, wasn't it? And
yeah,
so that orange, but this is even darker, like a nice dark.
Yeah, this is a proper maroon style kind of.
I really like the look of it. Actually, it looks like a proper beer, doesn't it?
Yeah, this looks
proper.
Like your
what's
stereotype.
What's the ABV, Brad?
I think this is another fiver, isn't it?
ABV,
5%. 5%, yeah. ABV. Yeah, this is certainly your sort of stereotype of what a beer would look like to any kind of non-beer drinker, I would say.
Yeah. That's a good shout. Yeah, it's that sort of brown liquid with a little white foamy
with a little bit of
top.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it actually tastes really nice. It really sits well on the palate.
It's flavoursome, isn't it?
There is a lot of flavour coming out of that, absolutely.
I feel like it is, it's the first one of the three that sort of told us what to expect and then sort of delivered on that.
Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like some of the other ones have sort of, they've given us a lot of things to expect and then sort of fallen a bit short.
I think I've got a little bit of a different idea of like IPA as well. I know it's a red IPA, they say it's a red IPA on the can. but it's certainly different to what I was expecting from an IPA, even if it was a red one. It's, you know, it's a lot thicker. There's a lot more proper flavour coming through there as well. No, I'm really enjoying this, to be honest. Yeah. As I say, it's sitting well on the palate. It's got nice aftertaste. It's strange. It's quite dark. Hello. It's quite dark, but at the same time, I feel like I could have a couple of these. Like I think I could have more than one of these.
Oh, I definitely should. Sure. I think it's a really, really good flavour they've got there. And I think you sort of, it's a weird one, but like you kind of expect the bitters. Because if you ever had like kind of a blood orange juice, anything like that, you do get that kind of bitterness with it, don't you? You sort of expect it.
You do.
I think with this, because you've got that taste of the char-grilled orange in this case, you sort of, it's kind of a natural taste that you get, and I think that's and that's really good. And it's intense, isn't it? Intense flavour for me, anyway.
I'll be honest, blood orange is something I've not had before in any sort of
I don't often go for it. Scenario. I'm not a big sort of blood orange juice fan.
No, but it is. I mean, I suppose it's distancing it from orange.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. We're not expecting the sort of sweet orange flavour. Blood orange is a very different sort of animal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a fruit bush.
I know what you mean. Compared to a normal orange.
And actually, yeah, I know. I completely get what you mean. The sort of the natural bitterness, especially of a char-grilled blood orange, I think complements the bitterness of a beer really well and actually sort of enhances it. So, yeah.
I think it's great. I'm not getting a lot on the nose, but I mean, from what it says on the label, having that with a nice, you know, hearty meal.
Three meats.
All the meats. Yeah, well, not, some of the meats.
Some of the meats.
I think it worked really, really well.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a lot on the nose. I think that, and just gluttony.
Well, and that's I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? With some of the others, we've had it the other way around.
Mm.
You know, we've had ones that smell really nice and then sort of let you down on the taste. And which way around would you rather have it? You know, if you wanted something that smelled nice but didn't taste of anything, then you just buy loads of candles and you just smell them. You know what I mean? You just have filling your house with candles. But if you want a beer, then you want it to taste better than it smells.
Yeah.
So, or at least taste as good as it smells. So, yeah, I think it's sort of the opposite to the other two that we've had, in that it seems to sort of deliver more than you initially expect it's going to when you smell it.
And with this being quite a darker beer as well, I know you're not particularly fond, Ashley, of darker beers, but how are you finding it in terms of...
I think it's all right. No, I'm enjoying it, because I think we're still in the same sort of territory as... It was the wise guy that we had episode one, sort of red wheat beer. I think we're still in that sort of territory. We've not crossed over into a proper... a porter or a stout. We've not gone to that extent, sort of real coffee bitterness or molasses or anything like that. I think we're still the sort of sweet-ish end of bitter,
rather than
fully, you know, jumping in with both feet.
Yeah,
bitter.
we've not quite got to the Hogleys that we had a couple of weeks ago or that kind of end of it.
Exactly.
No, there is still like a sweetness in there.
Yeah.
Brent, any finishing thoughts, or are you happy with what?
I think I think compared to the other two, I think this blows them out of the water. I think it tastes a lot nicer. I think the labelling looks really good as well. I think it's a really cool label of what is it?
It's burnt ox, isn't it?
Presumably an ox. Burnt ox.
With some blood orange eyes.
Blood orange eyes and a couple of leafy ears. I think it just completes the package. I really like it.
Mm.
Haven't made up my mind yet.
Well, we haven't got any other talking points.
Well,
so.
Brent, would you like to reveal your winner?
Well, the first one, I think when I was coming up with some ideas, I think I was overly harsh because it was actually really flavoursome. So that one, I'd probably go for a good 7 out of 10 on that one. The top totty, I didn't even write down a number. Didn't think it deserved a number for that. I'd go for a 6. 6 out of 10, maybe 6.5. Because it was just nothing really. I could have some tap water that'd add more flavour.
Well, I mean, what's lower than a 6 then?
Yeah.
You're saying there's nothing there. What's lower? Milk. How good was that beer? It was semi-skimmed. So 4 out of 10.
There's nothing that kind of made me want to have another sip of it.
I think the fact that, you know, you've kind of liked it, but like you say, there's nothing that's taking it into like a worldy beer. So
probably overly harsh.
Yeah, I'll get
sorry, Top Totty. But I think the only reason why I drink it is if I bought the pint, because I've paid money for it, I'd finish it off.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I wouldn't. Whereas the red burnt ox, the burnt ox blood even. The burnt ox blood. Haven't even finished it, but I think it's really tasty. It's got the fruit in it, so it comes with my five a day. And
it's effectively a cider.
It's local as well, which is really good. Now, I haven't picked it, you know, being biased, but it's a local beer. It tells you what it's good with as well, gives you some ideas. A number wise, 8.5 to 9. Very nice. 9.
So
nine.
Well, so Brent,
congratulations.
Can you just say overall then your winner is
Burnt Ox Blood.
And can we reveal our winner, please?
Hello.
Oh.
Get in.
Double winner. Ashley is our winner.
Double winner
today. And going by the rating system, my poor Top Totty has finished last.
So, have you guys got any? You know, where'd you pick it up from? Just quickly before we wrap up, where'd you?
We got our mine. Me and Ashley got ours from Duncan Murray Wines in Market Harbour.
Very nice.
Really, really
didn't
good.
Didn't realise this stuff like this.
Really, really good store. I got a gin for my dad's birthday there last week as well. A Malfi gin, lemon gin. And I'm no fan of gin, but I had a bit of it as well, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Hell, we're going off on gin now.
I know, no. Just
is this a gin or a cider podcast?
just wanted to say that. But they're really helpful stuff. Really, really great selection that they've got there as well. And yeah, especially for the beer as well. It's just I chose poorly on this particular occasion. But big shout out to Duncan Murray Wines, and I'm sure Ashley, who picked the winner, will.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's no point in me saying where I got mine from because obviously.
Yeah.
So sort of, you know,
well, what drew you to it? What drew you to the winner?
I felt as though fruit was going to be a good option.
What with me?
Yeah, because I think, to be honest, I tried to find one that I thought I'd like, because I feel like me and Brent are at roughly similar stages. And I think that fruit is always a good inroad for people that are still either new to it or sort of ambivalent towards it. So if you can find an identifiable flavour, then go for that. So yeah, I pretty much went for something I thought I'd like, and it's worked pretty well, but we'll see if I can pull it off next time.
To be fair, most of my selection was due to a funny name, I'll be honest. But that is the Top Totty. I believe the label said that it is actually a beer poured in the Houses of Parliament.
Is it indeed?
Yeah, it was one of the newer beers that they were selling.
I can imagine some MPs asking for Top Totty.
Exactly, yeah.
And having a good chuckle to themselves.
Yeah. And where did you pick yours up from, Tom?
The Alestone, which is it's about a month old. It's a new sort of pub on the Alestone Road in Leicester.
Yeah.
And I popped in there. And actually, I think I spoke to the manager. I can't remember his name, but he was brilliant. And they've not been open long, and they look like a really good range of sort of beers, ales on tap, on pump, and then had a fridge stocked full, crammed full of tons of bottled beers that how I picked. I mean, I eventually picked the Vibrant Forest Brewery Mosaic. Just I quite like the label. It's just smart, it's sleek, I think. And as soon as I went for it, he actually said, "Oh yeah, but I recommend that. I think that's really good." Ended up getting a couple of other beers, and he sort of did me a deal on it. And certainly somewhere I'll go back to, and I think take you guys to, because it looks like a nice little pub.
Leicester's really becoming good for just places to get your beers at, you know, with that and with Brewcopedia, and really good selection of pubs as well throughout Leicester. Really becoming a very strong city for like craft beers.
Right, that about wraps it up. I'd like to say thank you for listening. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
Cheers.
Thank you to our wonderful guest, Brent.
No, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This is the first edition of Guest Ales. My name is Tom. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.